Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
Who's this? Who are you with?
This is the customer support. We deal with over 200 companies, so when their customers call for regarding charges and orders, we look up the zip code, the first and last name, and see what company charged you, and then you deal with the account. So there's charges and orders.
Okay. I called somebody.
Okay.
I got charges on my bank account that I don't know who they are.
My pleasure to help, sir.
Okay. My zip code is 90631.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. 90631. Your first and last name, please.
It's Sandy Duran.
Okay. 1 minute, please. Mr. Duran, I do see a matching account. And I see the address starting with 17. Would you please tell me the rest of the address for security, please?
Can you give it to me? Give me the last four, and I'll give you the street and all that.
My pleasure. Well, besides a zip. So, California.
Yeah.
So, we have to protect. We cannot give out Sandy Duran's information. Okay. So, we have the phone number starting with 714. The email starting with SDU, but we cannot give out personal information.
Okay, so what do you need?
You
just
can
the
verify,
address, 1731. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh,
1731 West Lambert Road.
Yes, sir. And if the city is, please?
La Habra.
Thank you, sir. And one more minute for me, please, because I'm waiting for the information to come up. Thank you.
Okay.
And I see here, sir, that the account. Give me 1 minute, please. I see that this order is for $5.74. It's a sweepstakes ticket to try to win a cruise set. In addition,
no.
This is an.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It's a bundle. So when you get a sweepstakes ticket, in addition, you receive the online discount store where you are charged $67.32 every month. And receive a $125 voucher to shop on the store.
What store is that?
It's called the discount store from the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Okay.
What would you like me to do
that?
With this? Oh, I'm able to just stop
Terminate.
It, sir. Is that what you want, sir?
Huh?
Okay, one
yes.
minute for me, please. Okay, I'll give you that cancellation number.
Hold on 1 second. I need to dispute this on the bank also.
So the company is able to give you back. The company is able to give you back a 35% refund.
Why can't they give me the whole refund? We never did this.
So did you order this at all, Mr. Duran? Is that 574?
No. No.
574 is not you, sir?
574?
No, the $5. And 74 cents, was
uh-huh.
that you
no,
ordering
I didn't order.
That?
No.
Okay, let me tell
we
you
did
why.
Not order that.
It's different than
okay,
for
go
me.
Ahead.
Yeah, that's different for me than giving you the percentages of refund. It then means that I would send you to the fraud department because we take it seriously. Do you feel it's fraud?
Uh-huh.
Do you feel it's
okay,
fraud or it's some kind of mistake?
Hold on a second. Get up. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you feel it's fraud or you think it's, do you feel it's fraud or it's some kind of mistake?
You know what? I don't know. I talked to my wife about it, Sandy, and
yes.
she has no clue what it is. You know?
I see. Okay, so you don't know if it's necessarily fraud.
Right.
Okay, so give me a minute here. I'm looking, so the company is saying that they're looking... You say you're going to dispute it. They're talking about a $33.66 refund. That's 50%.
Okay.
Let me look here. Yeah. Do you want me to process that, sir?
Yeah, process that. Terminate the whole thing. I mean, because I look at I looked at the bank record, and it shows $67 being, you know, and the change being taken out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disputing that.
Mm-hmm.
And also it says payments due another, you know, $465, something like that. I'm not on my account right now, but it's stating that I still owe money.
So that's 400 something. That's not this account. You have to be careful. Make sure these online companies, you have the right company. Because
right.
there, yeah, that's not usual
Hold on
there.
One second. Let me,
yeah.
Yeah, let me get online here. Hold on. Get this issue resolved. I got to go outside. Let's see. God darn it. You know, I can't get into my account right now.
So this is what I'm saying to, I can tell you, because one thing I tell
ahead.
People with these online discount stores, Mr. Durant,
uh-huh.
is get the charge, get the correct phone number, handle the charge. Get the charge, get the right phone number, handle the charge. Even if you have to call the bank, you know. So
yeah.
people try and get the right company name. I said, just get the charge, get the right phone number. Doesn't matter what the company's
okay.
name is. That's the focus,
yeah.
right? Then you can handle. And then once all those charges, ask about all the charges on the account specifically, you handle it
uh-huh.
accordingly, and then that account is closed. And you on your list, you can
okay.
just scratch it out. But keep that phone number
okay.
handy. In case for
yeah.
any reason down the line you need to return to it, because these are online bank companies that sometimes have layers
right.
of things going on.
Right,
know?
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
And you want
okay.
to shut it all down piece by piece, and it may be shut down after a month, you know, because it's
okay.
just layers that you may not know because of the policies of online electronics.
Right.
So
right
now...
It just...
Right now, the company you're focusing on me with me now on this charge, and you're going to respond to me accordingly and nip this in the bud. So the company is offering to you 50% of that $67.32, and then you get to respond to me. And but my question to you is, and this is difficult because you said the word dispute twice, and now on a recorded
right.
line, I have to respond to you about it. It changes
okay,
the game.
That's fine.
And,
you know.
Yeah. It changes the game because have you opened up a legal dispute with the bank?
Not yet, but I'm going to.
Okay, so that's important because if you haven't yet, I behave with you one way. If you have already, I behave with you another way. Okay, and I'll tell you both right now. Without a dispute, we're negotiating right now. So I will now tell you in a minute what my final negotiation will be regarding that charge. But if you were to have been in a dispute, I would have to cease negotiation and have you to bring the bank representative on the line with you or to call on your behalf for them to say, we will not do the dispute or we will drop it, and they do a good faith exchange. They drop or do not begin the dispute, and then you get whatever refund you request. But since you haven't begun the dispute... Then I say to
uh-huh.
you right now that the company is giving you the complete 6732 right now. And that is closed.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
So,
now,
mm-hmm.
what about the rest of it that this thing says it's due?
Now, that is what I'm letting you know. What you're talking about has nothing to do with this account. Do you have what you're talking about for this phone
hold
number?
On. Yeah. Yes, hold on. Let me, excuse me, let me look at my bank. Hold on. Let me try my phone. Hold on.
Okay. I'm still here.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. I'm still here. I have to keep saying that, Mr. Duran, just to let you know.
What's that?
I have to always keep saying I'm still here because it goes like a dead air, and I want you to know I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to get my account up. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. I'm still having problems with getting into the banking information.
Oh, okay. I'm still here.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still here.
Okay. I'm looking at it's selected and then REMA and gives me a phone number. 6732. It came out December 12th.
I'm sorry. Hold on 1 minute now. So let me make sure I'm on that page electronically. Go ahead. I'm listening, sir. Thank you.
Okay. And it shows a balance due of $429.25.
A balance due, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Balance, $429.25.
Okay. Hold on 1 minute for me, please. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Let me just be with you on that page and make sure that we handle that clearer. So thank you for your patience here.
Yeah, not a problem. Hey. There you go. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm still here. 1 minute, please.
Yeah.
Now, sir, where are you reading that?
It's the transaction details on my bank account. You know, I've got a phone number, then it says selected, REMA. I guess that's the company. I'm not sure. Then they took it out December 12th, which was last Friday, I think, last Monday. And it says balance, $429.25. Previous balance was $461.40.
You're saying, say the sentence for me, please, that it says what balance?
Okay.
Or No, just that last sentence.
Balance, $429.25. Previous balance, $461.40.
I'm looking into this. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Thank you. I'll be coming back. Okay, I'm now waiting for a response. He's still waiting, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're the first person who has ever said this thing to me. Most we deal with over 200 companies, and I've never heard that there's a balance.
Yeah.
You're charged usually according to payments, and when you cut off the account, the payments are cut off.
Right.
Yeah, so we shall see now. Thank you for your patience again. Okay, so I'm glad that you were able to look up the transaction details, because some people start, literally they call and they are making a list of charges, and it's to like six different online companies, and they've attributed the charges to the wrong companies. So I usually have to go through each charge and say, no, this is not on this account, you know? And again, match the phone number with the charge.
Gosh.
Okay, well, I'm still here. Okay, so I'm getting a response regarding this. You do not have a charge for $429.25.
I do not?
No, sir. And I don't know how
was
this
that confident?
Is. Yeah, there is no $429.25.
Well, I don't understand it. That's what it shows, a balance due, you know, previous balance and a balance due. So, I don't know. Terminate the whole thing.
1 minute, please. Now, sir, that balance due that you're seeing, that goes along with that balance due that you're seeing goes along with the 6732?
It doesn't equal the amount, you know, this, you know, previous balance and then balance due.
No, what I'm saying is,
equal.
Does that 6732 and the 429, are they both on the same transaction details sheet?
Yes, yes.
Referencing that they're both from the same company, the same transaction, the whole operation of the same operation?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's strange. Thank you for your patience. Okay. So, Mr. Duran?
Yes.
So, at the end of the day, Mr. Duran, keep this number,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay.
And my name is Jenny.
Jenny?
And at the end, mm-hmm, J-E-N-N-Y. And at the end of
mm-hmm.
the day, it has been recorded, and you are being told that there is no 400.
Okay.
Okay, and as I told you, this is the first time I've ever come across that. There's usually
uh-huh.
a pattern in which there is a type of billing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but keep this number because you will always get one of us, and you'll go from there. And if ever it gets really serious, bring your bank representative or credit card representative on the line with you for official for official witness and legal attention. You know, it's legal. It's a you know, yeah. But otherwise, we do not expect that. Okay.
Okay.
The best to you, sir. I want to thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of the day.
So
any other questions,
sir? $67. Yeah.
So that's already been sent to you. So that $67.31 is back in your account between 3 and 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay. And check your email. Check your email, sduran825@gmail.com.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Especially between now and 24-48 hours, check to for that refund notification.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome, sir. The best
Bye-bye.
To you all. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you.